Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? The Horror Returns. Quick Reviews. Or THR Quick Reviews, whatever I called it the last time. I don't remember, everyone. Do so many reviews here on the Horror Returns Network. But I can't do this alone anymore. You guys know who's got to be here. Brother Brian, man. He's in the house. What's up, man?
What's up, man? Here to talk about this, I'm doing air quotes, spiritual sequel.
Okay. Well, yes, tonight we're coming at you with the Tubi original. Came out, when was it, a couple weeks ago?
April 5th.
Okay, earlier this month. Yeah, April 5th. This, again, Tubi. Shout out to Bede and Marcy. I've told them before, I was on their Tubi Tuesdays episode of what did we do? Oh, Saturn 3. Go over and listen to that if you guys haven't heard that yet. Another Super Network. They got me into Tubi, and dude, that's all I've been watching lately is Tubi. I mean, the ads don't, they don't bother me anymore. When an ad pops up, gives me time to sit around and poke around on my phone, then the movie starts up, or get up and get a snack or run to the bathroom. So I'm on board of the Tubi train, boys and girls. So there's a lot of movies on there, and I assume they pay for them by these ads. So, but the ads aren't very long, so we're ready. But tonight we're coming at you with Festival of the Living Dead.
Okay, well, there goes the rest of our day.
I know a back entrance. No lines, no hassle. We do it every year.
Watch out!
There was a guy literally right in the middle of the road.
We can't just stay here. We need to get help.
Hello? Is anyone there?
What the hell happened here?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, are you okay? They're everywhere. What is with everyone?
Looks like we missed one hell of a party.
Come on, we just almost died. Let's just live a little.
People are dead.
Did you see anybody coming to save us?
Guys!
How many bullets do you have? He tried to kill me. Where is everybody? We're all gonna die here.
While attending a festival to commemorate the original zombie attack, Ash and her friends encounter the living dead and must fight back or be devoured. This is directed by the Soska sisters, the beautiful Jen, she has my heart, I love you if you're listening to this, and her sister Sylvie, or Sylvia. Written by Miriam Leopin and Helen Marsh. And this stars nobody that I recognized in this whole thing. But Ashley Moore, Andre Anthony, Carmen Bikondova, I think that's however you say her last name. Sure. A Christian Rose, a Shiloh O'Reilly, a Gage Marsh, Kenan La Bastidas, I think that's how you say it, a Mia J. Bastidas. Okay, they were sisters. Oh, duh. Right on. Troy James, Ryan Ewing, Mackenzie Gray, Sophie Chikara, Sylvia Soska, and of course, Jen Soska, and a bunch of other people in this. Of course, the Soska sisters, I love them. Do I love all their movies? I didn't really care for Rabid, but shout out to CM Punk. What was the other one? No, American Mary was awesome. I loved See No Evil 2. I love that they did that one. I thought that was pretty good. And whatever else they did. But this one, I remember when they announced it, they were going to do this. They were saying, oh, we're doing a Night of the Living Dead remake. That's what I first read. And then as it went on before they started filming, they said, no, it's just going to be a part of the Living Dead series, I assume. I'm like, okay. I mean, Night of the Living Dead, if you guys remember, it was back in the day with the copyright things. They didn't have one, so anyone could pretty much title of a film.
Yeah, that's why you always see people watching it in movies, because you don't have to pay nobody. You can show it.
Well, I guess we'll have to do that if we ever make a movie or anything. Don't have to worry about
just have it playing randomly in the background.
Yeah, I won't have somebody come pounding on our door wanting money that we don't have. But anyway, Brian, what did you think of the Festival of the Living Dead?
It's fine. It's fun. It's where it should be on Tubi. And that's not a bad thing, because I found some parts of it entertaining. But it's kind of low budget in terms of what I'm used to from the Saska sisters. And there's nobody in the cast that I recognize, so nobody really stood out to me. Some of the practical effects were okay. The main thing, though, I did like the concept of the story, because the festival's commemorating the events of the original Night of the Living Dead. I feel like something like that would actually happen. If a zombie apocalypse happened and we got through it, I feel like there were people would be celebrating that event. And I don't know how I felt about the... Is it a spoiler who the main girl's related to?
Was she related to someone in this? Did I miss something?
Okay. Spoiler warning. Skip ahead.
Yeah, one spoiler.
she was supposed to be related to Ben.
Oh, okay.
It was like her grandfather, great grandfather, or something like that.
Probably be great. I don't think she's.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if you necessarily had to do that. You could have just had the whole festival thing to link it.
I guess if you're going to tie it in to that one. But so in that rationale, that this is. So did it happen? They kill all the zombies and then nothing happened, and then this happened again?
According to the movie.
Because this seemed like just its own movie. So, I mean, we actually don't know what started in George Romero's Night of the Living Dead. They hint to the satellite blew up in orbit, and whatever came down, radiation, is what caused it all. That was just... It wasn't a for sure thing that they said, but unless I'm misforgetting something. But from what I remember in the film, they didn't. They kind of mention it in a news brief on in the movie. So we don't really know what happened. And as the other films went on, they never really explained.
I always like Ken Foray's explanation. Dawn of the Dead. The hell just got too full.
Yeah. When what'd they say? When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth. Yeah. And speaking of George A. Romero's 1978 classic Dawn of the Dead, I went to Alamo Draft House in San Francisco, California, and I got to see Dawn of the Dead on the big screen again.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Was there anybody there guest wise?
No, it was just the Bay Area's best.
Yeah, it took. Took my daughter last year when it was doing the movie theater run, so we got to see it last year.
Did you see it in 3D or just the regular way?
I don't remember.
I was hoping they were going to do it in 3D, but it wasn't. And it was just the theatrical cut. It wasn't the extended or the Argento or whatever, however many different cuts of this film. It was Dawn of the Dead. It wasn't zombie or whatever they called it when it came out over the pond. But it was cool to see on the big screen again, and a lot of OGs in there. There was people older than me when this movie came out, and they were there. And everybody was representing the Dawn of the Dead shirt. I had mine on, and it was cool. Shout out to the two guys that sat next to me. It was an older father bringing his son, probably maybe almost in his 30s, to see Dawn of the Dead on the big screen. because he goes, I remember seeing this when it came out when it was brand new. And I was like, wow. And I said, I remember it too back in those days. And he was like, oh, cool. So, but to see it on the big screen, it was awesome. And yeah, it was, I'm not the one to go to a lot of these Alamo Draft House. It's cool that they bring you your food and your drinks and everything, but don't stand in front of me. One shout out to one guy. Every time he was bringing stuff, he was ducking down and handing everyone their drinks and food. So shout out to that dude. I bet his knees and back were killing him by the end of the night.
Was he a young dude?
Yeah, he was a young guy. He can handle it.
Yeah, he could do it.
I had some loaded fries, and oh my God, my mouth was burning. I didn't really read on what they put on it. I just, once the movie was going, when they brought me my fries, and I just started eating them, and I was like, oh my God, what's on this? It's hot. But it's all right. One beer and one soda took care of that. But anyway, Festival of the Living Dead. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was all right. It wasn't nothing to write home about. I would, if you wanted me to rate the Soska Sisters movies, this would be definitely last on the list. But I still enjoyed what was going on in it. I mean, this one, they kind of, it's right in the very beginning of the film, so it's not a spoiler. They alluded to a meteor falling out of the sky. And just did, I guess it didn't hit hard enough to dig a big hole, but a little, it reminded me of the meteor in Creepshow, in the Stephen King story one. It reminded me of that
because it was shit.
Yeah. It was glowing, and it was a small little crater, and I just assumed that was what kicked off the zombie apocalypse in this little town that they're in. But it's a bunch. The story is, there's a bunch of friends, a girl, older girl, and her brother. They're just hanging out with their friends, and there's this music festival called Festival of the Living Dead going on. Tickets were sold out apparently, but they finally got some tickets. So they're like, well, hey, let's go. But the main girl, Ash, she was like, well, I can't go. My brother's here. And her friend Iris was like, you know what? Why don't you just go ahead and go, and I'll hang out with your brother and everything. You go have a good time, because Ash's boyfriend was going along with his buddy. I don't remember who her boyfriend is, but both of those guys were assholes.
Her two friends were kind of shitty too. Well, not the main one.
The two sisters.
Yeah, the one girl that was like her old friend.
Iris.
She reminded me of, what's that character in Deadpool? Teenage Negasonic Warhead.
Oh, yeah. She was in the last movie. Speaking of that, dude, whew, I'm hyped.
Yeah, that trailer, Wolverine. That new trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, take my money.
Yes. It's going to be coming. It's going to be out when we're going to be at Comic-Con, San Diego. There's so much going on at Comic-Con. I don't want to spend time to go watch a movie that I can watch when I get home, but I don't know. Theo's, I want to see it. Someone's going to spoil it for me. I'm like,
oh, dude, I agree with him. Somebody's going to spoil that shit. The first showing on the first day, that shit's spoiled.
Yes. I said, you know what? I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, but yeah, so they are, they want to go to the festival. Ash is like, well, my brother, I can't bring him to this. And Iris, you know what? Me and Blaze will hang out. I think that's the guy's name. We'll hang out and take care of him. I believe Blaze was the guy in the wheelchair, if I'm looking at the right actor, because he doesn't look like the pretty boys. But anyway, I liked him, though. He was cool. But I felt sorry for him a few times when they're on the run and he's in a wheelchair. But So they're like, you know what? All right, we'll watch him. You go have fun. So Ash and her two friends, Destiny and Lindsay, TikTok, Snapchat girls type of thing, because they're just all constantly on their phone making videos and shit like that. And then the two assholes, boyfriends and his friend. So they're like, all right. So they're on their way to the festival. They somebody was we see it as a zombie in the road, and they hit it and kind of swerve off and crash. Not too bad. They just kind of it looks like they just rolled off the road. And I'm like, why don't you just put it in reverse and roll back out? But I don't know. I guess it's striking the zombie did something to the engine. So they're like, you know what? The practical effect here was cool because one of the girls that was filming herself, she broke her leg. And she's and the bone was sticking out.
It's like, how'd you do all that?
That's what I was saying, because everyone else seemed to be all right. They just kind of like maybe bumped the steering wheel or hit the airbag. She must have.
Think of that one scene from Tales from the Hood with the kid. Oh. Twisted at the one guy was like, boy, must have had weak bones. So first thing that popped in my head.
So one of them, I don't know, remember which one, is bleeding and their leg's broken. So the two boys and Ash are like, well, come on, let's we'll just go try to get help. So they're like, well, what about them? We can't just leave him here. He goes, well, we'll go get help and then come back. So they, all right. But the girls, don't leave us. But they're kind of like, all right, whatever. They're just going to hang out at the car. So as, of course, the zombie they hit comes back to life and chases those two girls that are in the car. But the other people, they get to the festival. And they're trying to figure out how they're going to get some help back to their friends in the car. And then this is, as they're kind of walking through the crowd, the zombie, you see the people. They're not zombies yet, but you could see who's going to turn. So that's why I think it was just from that meteor, because that's the only thing I got from that. And then they're at the festival, and then they're like, well, you know what? It's kind of pointless to go back to the car if the ambulance and fire trucks are going to go there. Let's just stay here and park. Oh, before they even left the car, before they had the accident, I don't know, acid or something, whatever the new thing is, they took some of that. And then they got into the accident. And then when they got to the festival, that one goes, well, I'm going to want to start feeling it yet, but we need to get help. So they're like, all right, well, let's just stay here and party. So then they stay there and start partying like nothing happened. Like your friend's leg wasn't sticking out of her leg back a few miles back. And then it goes from there. And then as they're going, well, this Festival of the Living Dead, it's kind of like a Burning Man. Like they have this big, huge wood sculpture, somebody holding a guitar, and I guess at the end of the festival they set it on fire. So it's that type of thing. And all these bands that they want to go see, I never even heard of them. For it being a sellout, didn't look like there was a lot of people there, but
didn't have much in the budget for extras.
Yeah, but that's when we see Jen and Sylvie in the crowd. Sylvia is Georgie and Jen is Rami. So we see them if you know what they look like, but they didn't like, did they need to name them? No, but okay. I think it's more of a shout out to George Romero, Georgie, Rami. So yeah. All right, cool. Good idea. I love you, Jen. I don't care. Whew. I met her once. I met her twice. She stole my heart. Anyway, so that's how the rest of the movie goes. And then a typical zombie movie, chaos ensues. Everyone's trying to stay alive. Practical effect. There was CGI. Lance wouldn't like the CGI fire, but it never bothers me. But I thought the practical effects that they did do in this film, I thought were pretty decent. I enjoyed it. I mean, especially the girl that broke her leg in the beginning. I mean, that of course you could clearly see it looks fake, but it looked legit with the bone sticking out and everything.
Yeah, so. I agree. The practical effects looked. I think it was more so that just kind of looked cheap to me was the production, not the effects. The practical effects look pretty good. That I think it was just the production just kind of looked low budget to me.
Well, I don't know. I just jumped on the Tubi train, and I don't know how much money they're pulling in. I mean, obviously, they're pulling in tons.
It's perfect for Tubi.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what. Yeah, I don't see anything as far as a budget for this film, but yeah, nothing that I can find on Wikipedia or anything.
It is confirmed she is the granddaughter of Dwayne Jones's character from the original movie, and this movie takes place 55 years after that.
Okay. Let me see. I'm trying to find a budget. See, I know it was in the millions, but I don't know. I'm not going to search through all these sites. It just didn't even pop up. But anyway, so that's where the movie goes. They they realize that the living dead are coming back to life. Oh, well, I guess they weren't dead. Well, whatever was in that meteor is what I'm getting out of it. You guys may have got something else. But I guess whatever radiation or whatever just made them in the zombies, and then all hell breaks loose. So, and it's just them trying to survive to the end. We won't spoil the ending, but that's how the rest of the movie goes. But overall, I did enjoy the film. I thought it was cool for what it was. I mean, after meeting the Saskas, I'm going to watch everything they put out. So, but that was like the worst zombie movie I've ever seen. Now, guarantee you, there is a ton out there. But I liked this one.
I thought this was more entertaining than the remake they did with George Romero's Day of the Dead. The one with Nick Cannon.
The ninja zombie one?
Yeah, the stealthy ninja zombie.
Yeah.
What was it, Bloodlines, Day of the Dead Bloodline or something?
I don't know. That one was terrible. Yeah, Bloodline came out in 2017.
Yeah, this was way more entertaining than that one.
That one, I didn't like it at all. So, but this one, I mean, yeah, they weren't trying to take it too serious. I mean, they give you a little backstory on the friends, and that's about it. But then once they're in survival mode, where they're in this big outdoor festival, and there isn't a lot of places to run and hide from however many hundreds of the living dead coming at you. So I thought they did pretty good. Of course, you find a place, you held up and try to board it up and everything while they're all pounding on the door trying to get you. But it was cool. I liked what was happening. Musically, as far as like just the score, I enjoyed the music that they did. Not so much the bands when those bands were playing, because I don't know if they were real bands or maybe just friends of theirs they put in the movie, but it wasn't my kind of music. but overall, I did enjoy the film. That right now, it's definitely, if you listen to E Society's best of reviews, I always give my best horror films. Right now, I threw this on the list. Will it stay there? I don't know. I mean, we still got a few more months of the year, and there is some new horror films that I haven't seen yet. So obviously, maybe this is on the list and it'll get bumped off.
As seen I watch Abigail yet? Thing.
I have not, but I see.
Oh, go check it out.
Okay, so I should see it in the theater?
Yeah.
All right. Festival of the Living Dead, I enjoyed it. I mean, it's worth the watch. Everybody can get Tubi if you're streaming somewhere. It's free. Just join up and have at it. But there is other Tubi original stuff on there. This is the first Tubi original I've watched. But there is a ton of TV shows. There is a ton of movies on there. Definitely giving Tubi a plug right now. But I think so. I mean, but as far as this being on a streaming service, it's perfect for Tubi. So you can enjoy it. Like you said, you can go down that horror list, and there's a lot of crappy zombie movies on there. So, but Festival of the Living Dead, check it out.
And go check out the Super Network. They got many podcasts, including Tubi Tuesdays.
That was the one I was on. We did Saturn 3, and it was awesome. I had so much fun with them. I live and laughed that hard in a long time.
We read one of their comments on the latest episode of The Horror Returns, and Marcy said they may have broke you a couple times.
Oh, man. It was everybody. And I think it was a guy. Was it the guy? And I know there was a guy from Canada, and I can't remember where the other guy was from.
Mike, and I think, damn, I'm spacing on it.
Yeah, the other guy. He was somewhere here in America, in the States. I don't know. I can't remember where. But, man, all four of them were hella funny through the whole episode. Yeah, shout out to Marcy and B. It's an amazing show. 2B Tuesdays. Go over to Super Network and listen to all the stuff they got there. And, yeah, I had a blast. Go back and listen to my episode, Saturn 3. I don't know what episode it was, but it was like maybe one or two ago. But anyway, Festival of the Living Dead streaming on Tubi. So definitely check it out. We didn't give you a spoiler ending, so go watch it and enjoy for what it is. But all right, everyone, that is it this episode. I don't know. We'll come back later with something else. We don't know what yet. We're just finding random movies. So. But yeah, please come back for more. Go over to thehorrorreturns.com and links to everything with the regular show. Some little bonus episodes on there as well. And of course, Brian and I with the Wrestling Returns, the Action Returns, and THR Presents Stream Fiends. Go listen to all the stuff Brian and I got over there.
Also, I don't know how long we're running it. If you subscribe to our Patreon for $5 or more and stay at least 3 months, you'll get a gift bag of a t-shirt. You get to choose the design. I think Lance said 6 koozies and a horror Funko Pop, which we get to choose which horror Funko Pop you get.
No chase. Speaking of horror drink koozies, I'm drinking out of one right now. They're the first one with the skull from.
I was about to say you got one of the new ones. I didn't get one.
Oh, I got one of those too, right here. Last year when we went to Texas Frightmare,
I didn't get shit.
Lance, man, he was a soldier. He had like 2 big bags and was just handing them out to everybody
I think he still has 2 big bags.
Well, I got 2 of them. I got the original one and the new one with the website on it. So, but again, that website, thehorrorreturns.com, and links to everything. And yeah, like Brian said, become a Patreon subscriber. I am, so you guys can be too. But with that, everyone, come back for more. Here on the Horror Returns Network. Brian and I got, if you guys haven't listened to the last Action Return, we did The Equalizer, the first one with Denzel. Go check that out. And we have, for Stream Fiends, we have Hoodlum. Is that what it is?
Yep, still Hoodlum. We're going to get to it.
Yeah, we'll get to it. 1990 something, I think. I don't know. But. All right, everyone, we're out of here. We'll see you guys next time. Not anytime soon. We'll come back randomly when we find something to talk about. But anyway, all right, everyone, we're out of here. So until next time, be safe out there and party on.
And be good to each other.